Thank you for contacting customer support. This is Jay speaking. May I have your zip code to access your account, please?
Yes, my zip code is 10036.
Your first and last name, please, sir.
My first name is James. My last name is McCoy, McCoy.
And that was 10036. You said
one,
that zip was 10036?
Yes.
Okay.
This is my third call tonight.
Looks like they're not finding you in the system, sir.
Yeah, I don't understand why they took all my information. Everything was taken. My number, my credit card number, everything was taken. All the way down to where they never showed how much the balance was. And I pressed on the thing for it to, you know, to go through, and nothing happened. My concern now is just my card is out there. I got all my information out there. This is my third call. So she told me to check with my bank card, and I did that. Nothing went through. So my thing is now where my credit card information all went to.
Well, I'm not sure, sir, because we don't what you signed up for online, we don't see. Even if I was to pull up your account, if I could find you, the only thing I don't know that's a good question. I don't know where that information goes, because the order does not come to us. It goes to the fulfillment center. Now, as far as us, we're the third-party customer support. So when you call in and we verify certain verifications, we can pull up your account, but we only see, like, the products that you ordered. We see, like, your address and your email, phone number. And the only thing on your payment method we'll see is what type of card it is, like Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and it'll have the last four digits. That's all we see of any payment on all the accounts in our system. We are not able to see those payment methods, and we are not able to place orders, which is why I guess you customers are informed to create those accounts online, because we have no access to any of that information at all. We don't see that here. Now, as far as that company goes, I'm not sure, because that's not our company. We just represent the customer support for these companies. But I have no idea about the marketing strategy, where they ship, you know, all of that we have nothing to do with any of that part.
So what I would have to do is get in touch with the company, Top Cosmic Scopes, so that's the name of it, I believe.
You were trying to get Cosmic Scopes.
Cosmic Scopes, yes.
Let's see here.
But the .com thing I was reading on the top, it said Top Cosmic Scopes.
Okay, so let's see. Can I get your zip code one more time? I want to try something.
10036.
Okay, 36.
That's in New York. The first person I spoke to said my name came up. Well, I guess somebody had the same name. But that was in New York. When I told her New York, she said, oh, this is something. This is some state. but it wasn't.
Oh.
Email.
Oh no. Okay. Let's see here. This number, 718-772-6508, would that be the number that you put on?
That's my number, yes.
Okay. Let me see if I can find the phone number. Let's see. No. The last thing I can do to see if that went through would be to ask you for your last four of the card that you placed the order with.
Okay. And that number is, you know, what's funny, it just jotted everything in like it just knew everything. My name, address, everything just printed right out. I didn't do anything, basically.
Was it, did you do something? Was it on your, like, your phone or your home computer or something like that?
No, no. Mm. I did this on the phone. I did this on my phone when I ordered. And everything just popped up.
Oh, okay. Well, yes, sir. Well, that's because you did it on your phone, which usually with all phones and personal computers, you know, your information is stored in your phone and computer. So when you get ready to, like, do orders or do something, addresses and things that you've already saved in your phone or your computer, it kind of auto-fills that information in so you won't have to keep doing it. But that's not to say the company had your information. No, sir.
Okay, so my last four numbers is 4782.
4782. Okay, let's see. Mm-hmm. Let's see what we have here. 4782.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see. No, we only got four customers with those last four digits, and they're not in New York.
Okay, well, I don't understand.
So I'm assuming the order didn't go through. It couldn't have went through. I would have been able to find you. All those messages I've just used, if something would have popped up somewhere, even if it was an incomplete, something didn't go through or go right because I can't find you anywhere here.
Oh, well, I hope I'm in the safe zone.
Well, yeah, I would check back with my bank again. Like if you just did this today, of course, you would want to check back, well, tomorrow's Sunday and Monday is a holiday. But Tuesday, I would contact my bank just to see, you know, if that charge went through.
Sure.
But as far as I'm seeing, I'm not seeing anything here, sir.
Okay. I'll just do a check Tuesday then to make sure that everything is still okay. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
No problem, sir, and thank you for contacting customer support. You enjoy the rest of your evening.
I will. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.